Is this thing on?
Welcome back to the Rhapsody in Lingo podcast. I'm Israel.
I'm Samuel.
And I'm Kenneth.
Is it just me or do you sound a bit different today?
I don't know. I feel okay. I think I sound the same. Maybe it's
do you
because...
have a cold?
No, I think it's because we're recording in the morning. It's 9 a.m.
Oh, for sure, yeah. Oh, it's not even 9. This is definitely my sleepy time.
And I just had a nap. My mouth is really dry right now. I need.
So we
need
all
to
just
something.
Woke up, probably.
Yeah, we just woke up.
Hashtag woke up like this. No, Kenneth napped in solidarity with us.
Yes.
true.
He's thinking about how us poor things have to wake up in the morning.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah.
Especially after last time.
It's very hard to pick a nice time for these things.
For naps or for recording?
Mm. Yes.
But laps are for running.
What?
Naps are for... laps are for...
That was our last episode, my friend. Yeah. I mean, I had a cold in my... No, not a cold, but I was recovering from a total loss of voice last time.
No.
So, I mean, I was sounding a lot worse. Now I think I'm quite normal. It's just, I don't know, the way I talk, it's a bit...
You definitely sound better today.
Yeah. But I think you still sound a bit different, though. I don't know. Something about your voice.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe.
Is there something off about...
Talking weird, maybe. I'm a bit more expressive today, perhaps.
Yeah. Well, I feel the same.
Maybe a little bit more northern. I don't know.
Northern? What? More than normal? I can't tell.
I guess. No, because in the previous podcast, you sound like really southern, like almost tropical. So I don't know what's happening now.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Could be.
Yeah, you could say subtropical, even.
Subtropical?
Yeah.
That was northern right there. Yeah, maybe the weather changed. Yeah, it's a spring weather. I mean, everyone starts talking weird when the, you know, the pollen hits and...
Oh, true. Well, it's the middle of spring, right? Because it was...
Is it?
It was just past the equinox. The 20th was the equinox.
Oh, right.
Do we have an expert in the audience? Or
I don't
here
know.
Among the hosts? I have no idea about weather.
I think this year's the 20th, not the 21st. Anyway, what's our topic today?
I was just thinking, Samuel, you sound less northern than I would have expected. I don't know how you normally talk.
I mean, yeah, I do live more north than you. That's true.
Yeah.
But I technically sound less northern.
I mean, you're a rotic.
Yes, I am. But it's not because of where I live. I live in Scotland, as people know. And Scottish accents tend to be rhotic. I think most of them are. Very, very tiny minority of people aren't. But I think my rhoticity really came from media. So it's just like exposure to, I'm sorry to say, but American things.
My condolences.
I regret to inform you that you have an American accent.
And you tap your T's.
I tap my T's because it feels natural to me. But I think people in Britain also do it sometimes. Even the King did it.
They do it.
Even the King does it sometimes. Yeah. If you watch... And
people say water.
Yeah, there's a really good Jeff Lindsay video about this. And he showed that even King Charles does it sometimes.
Link in the show notes.
And definitely the younger royals too.
The younger ones. Oh yeah. They've lost the royal accents for sure.
I mean they've
like
sounded
two generations back.
Pretty similar to modern kind of standard British speakers. People who are not royal.
So that just goes to prove that it's not in the blood.
Yeah. Oops, very much not. Very much not.
Is this treason? I can't tell.
Is it treason if, like, you own the country?
What? You own the country? Oh, no, I was thinking. I was just negating the inherent royalty.
Yeah.
What was I saying? Yeah, I was recently talking to a friend of mine who is from England, but with Hong Kong parents. And then they are really southern because they came from, like, a pretty, you know, well-off town. And then has decent education.
You could say posh twat.
I wouldn't say posh twat.
No? Okay.
Do we have to bleep that word? I
Maybe.
Can't tell.
Is that a slur?
they're not really that posh as a person. It's just in the, it's just a voice, really. Oh,
it's just in the blood. No, okay.
It's weird. Normal people say it's in the voice, but to us, it's like the accent is not in the voice. The voice is just your vocal cords. The accent is in your mouth. It's in your
vocal cavity. So it's in your articulation.
I don't know what you've defined by the voice. Anyway, so so we had a lot of fun jokes about how we pronounce things differently, but they definitely say water every single time.
Water.
Water. Water.
Every single time. I asked them specifically.
I'm sorry, do you have a bottle of water? Can I have a water, please?
So, Kenneth, are you a water person or a water person or water?
I think I'm a water person. Sometimes a water person.
Just nothing in between. War.
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 War. War. Okay.
Water. Pure water.
Water. Now that's Dutch.
I also say water, though. You know, I just tread on this spectrum of sorts when I talk.
Oh.
When I...
Yeah. Funny you mentioned spectrum, because I used to be like... really on a spectrum, well, kind of, when I was younger.
On which spectrum?
Yeah, hashtag on the spectrum. But
on the water spectrum.
water exactly.
So I thought about this a lot, and currently I think my accent has stabilized, but in the past I really flip-flop between like a English accent and a really American accent, and now I think it's like a little bit of a like a mix of both. So what I used to do was, depending on who I was talking to, I could sound really English or I could sound really American, North American.
I mean, I bet you still do that.
Maybe a little bit. Maybe a tiny bit, I think.
A little bit.
Maybe a tiny bit. I think it's human nature to kind of try to copy the other person. It's, you know, lots of sociolinguistics kind of theory. You could try to analyze that how you want, but...
Oh, we could get into that later. We have lots of
maybe another episode. Maybe another episode. And it was really funny because I was in Iceland. Get out your bingo sheets. Sam mentions Iceland. So just when I was talking with my classmates, I think I would have there was like an Australian and then an American, and then my brain just gets confused as to what accent I should use, because normally I would use one with one person, one with the other, and at that time I was just really confused.
I love that you're so conscious of that.
I was.
Of what accent you're using, because you're so good at accents, that's why.
So was it just then that you started becoming aware of how you copy others' accents, or?
I think I used to be more aware. I don't know, but at least I think I'm less conscious now even. I just like do it. I don't think about it very much now.
Right.
Because it's, I think I moved to because I moved to an English speaking country, like you can't be doing that every time because you'll be really busy.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I am really busy, to be fair.
Oh, yeah.
No, but I don't do that either. I don't switch accents. I can't actually do many accents. It's funny because sometimes people think I'm good at accents.
No.
But
I think you're good at pronunciation.
I'm not as good as you are.
I don't know.
It's decent, I think. In most languages I'm decent, but I can't just and then switch to a different way of speaking. I mean, my dominant way of talking, my dominant accent is going to be in every single accent that I try to perform.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I just don't bother doing it.
I think you have tried an American accent like for 2 seconds before on this podcast.
For 2 seconds? No.
For two seconds?
It came out really weird. It's always a vowel.
You try to be rhotic.
It's always a vowel.
It's all the vowels. So I was talking to my friends the other day, and they can do a pretty clear Hong Kong accent, as in like that's their natural accent.
Well,
but no,
yeah.
they range from a very no. They normally talk with a clear but not exaggerated Hong Kong accent, right? It's
okay.
Discernible.
Yeah.
But they can do an exaggerated one if they want to.
Of course.
So I tried doing it, and I just couldn't because. Even if I could add the tones in.
Skill issue?
Skill issue.
Yes, it's a skill issue. So
yeah, literally.
I was trying to add the tones in, but then I still said still instead of steel.
Oh, okay.
So that's not even a subtle one, but there are like more subtle ones.
You still sound like English people are.
Yeah, no, that's why I'm saying I can't. Yeah, Kenneth is quite natural.
It's not my natural accent now, but I can still like.
How would you describe your natural?
My natural accent is it's a bit of a mix between a vague southern accent and a Hong Kong accent, I said.
Are we talking about globally south or like a specific kind of south?
A southern accent.
No, not that south southern accent.
Yeah.
I've been told that I don't even know where in England I would place that, but it's like a vague southern English accent. And
yeah, I can hear that.
And then
yeah.
A mixture of a Hong Kong accent.
Do you say fast or fast?
I say fast.
Are we doing this? Are we doing the accent test?
We're doing the accent test.
Are we going to just discern which kind of mergers we have?
Maybe, yeah.
Oh, that's diagnosing. Well, but that's the thing, because when you're conscious of these mergers, because I assume we all are, we're conscious vaguely of what mergers and splits there are in English. It doesn't work because
you know what the result's going to be.
Exactly. So it's like when you do a personality test. And then you just want a certain result when you're 13 and you want to impress someone. You just want the cool personality.
Sounds
right?
Like something from a personal experience.
So you always choose the coolest answers. Wait, is that not a universal experience? What?
Depends on who you're trying to impress.
I'm true to myself. I don't know about you.
Yeah, so if you want to test someone's accent, even if they're native, you still have to like trick them into saying something. I've tried doing that a couple of times, and it's really hard.
It's like an inherent paradox. It's the observer paradox, right? Or something like that.
Ooh.
Yeah, we're going to science now. So, yeah, I think what it says
Heisenberg.
Is, yeah, when you observe something. Yeah. Yes, anyway. So, like when you do a study, when you tell people to say things, they don't say things the same way as they would in real life, right? Because you're prompting them to say things. Maybe you're a researcher and then they might look up to you or something. Yeah, so what happens is they would change their speech a little bit. Maybe they pronounce things, they enunciate more, and then that's why they're not going to sound the same. And that's not very useful for a linguist, really.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Because people like to sound proper. Oh, it's like when we... Last episode, we discussed when we read a script, when we talk into the microphone, definitely sound different.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but speaking of personalities, do you think you have different personalities in different languages?
I think it's a trope.
Classic polyglot question.
It's a real trope, and I'm like low-key annoyed by it.
Yeah.
Like, people say, oh, my personality is so different when I speak another language. But I think more of that has to do with who you're speaking to. And the overlap, because like usually you would speak one language to one person, right? So you speak to your family in your native language, probably most people, and then you speak to some people in English, some people in another language, etc. And because of the very clear distinction between, like, there's it's like really clear, right? You don't speak different languages with the same people. Like, you would never do that, right? Like, we would never do that.
That would be really strange.
Oh, I wish.
Yeah. Yeah, so...
Yeah. When you talk to someone in one language for ages and then you suddenly switch, it's just totally off.
Like, imagine speaking to your parents in another language. Like, what the... Like, no. Right? That's just so wrong. And I think it's a distinction, right? You speak to someone in that language and that's why you associate the feeling, maybe a different culture even, right? With the language itself, but I don't think it's the language itself. I think it's the culture and how you interact with other people.
Yeah, but the culture does come with the language. And I think to a certain extent, that makes a different personality maybe because you are funneling yourself through the lens of a different culture. And you sort of become a different person just because of that.
I think the language reflects it. I think people make the mistake of thinking it's the language itself.
You know what? The language refracts it.
Refracts it?
Not even reflect.
Yeah, that's just reflect with the Hong Kong accent.
Oh, okay.
Refraction and refraction.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I love the personality thing. I think Kenneth has been making fewer dad jokes today.
I mean...
I did the joking part. The joke. I did the refraction joke.
Wait, are we...
I took over. But yeah, while we're on the topic of jokes... What day is it again?
I don't know. Look at your calendar.
I don't have one on me.
Well, it's...
Yeah, so you know what day it is. You know, well, you know what day it is. Yeah, it's April Fool's.
愚人節快樂!
Cut out her.
咁我哋下次再上 concert 啦。